and you're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. This is Clam Radio. Oh, and there's DJ G Gordon Gritty.
What's up, world?
He says, "What's up, world?" All right. So quick PSA for you, and then we'll get into the tunes. All right. Public transit versus walking PSA. I like to walk a lot, so this is a good one. Okay. It's filed under no kill. If you take public transportation, good for you. It says with an exclamation point. You're helping to save the environment and money, too. But if you aren't getting all the exercise you should be, you might want to consider walking directly to your destination instead of using public transit. Depending upon the distance, once you factor in the time it takes to make your way to the T-stop, wait, and then get to your final destination from the station, walking the whole trip can often be faster. And even when it isn't, you're getting good exercise and saving even more money. For example, if it takes 45 minutes to walk where you want to go instead of 30 minutes using the T, you'll get 3/4 of an hour of exercise and fresh air for just an extra 15 minutes of your time. And that's a real healthy deal. Public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. All right, cool. So I'm going to play a little bit of a weird set for y'all today. I'm going to kick it off with a little help from, I guess, Wendy Carlos. And you might know this one.
Able to go back to the things when I was just a little kid. It's a groove band. And I'd like to return to all the things like stickball and basketball and playing in the streets.
Bruno, can Tony come out and play?
Man, it was a groove in those days, man. I mean, like, that was out of sight, man. You know, and you met a little girl and she was your love, you know? And it was so out of sight, you kind of ran down the street together. I mean, love was love. It was that, man. It was sharing popcorn and grooving with ice cream. Because love between two people, man, is just out of sight. But let me say this. Love between five people. Now, that's heavy. But that could be a groove, especially if one of those people is me. Dig it? Because you should get together, everybody. Get in your bed. You grab her tit. And you kiss her on the back of her fucking neck. And you say, suck, suck, suck. Because the world is built on sucking. And you take two pencils, stick them in her ears, and pull them down to you and say, eat me, baby, eat me, baby. Because the Lord said, let me hear from you, Brother Vinny. Good God Almighty, let me hold you. Let me suck your cock. And then take the Lord and say, good God. For everybody knows. Everybody knows that all we want to do is get high and suck and fuck one another. Cause there's a whole lot more to do in this world. You dig, to just fuck around with your tailbone. Man, you can go out there and groove and you can get high. And you can, dig that one, Vinny. Yes. You can stop wasting your time, good God. You know, the Lord said, be good, and I'll give you good. And I wonder if he did, so let me hear from you, good God. Let me hear from you. Don't you excuse yourself, you fuck. Now, let me say this. With your left hand, unbuckle your pants. Let your pants drop to the floor. Then take your young lady by the head, lay her on the floor and yell, whip some skull on me, bitch! Because you know that I'm the Lord, and the Lord will praise me. Good God!
Come on, let's do the taster. When my love was so great, when the things of the past were just as good as the rest. As well, I knew a girl, I just know one certain girl who taught me the taster, and it's good as the twister. Come on, let's do the taster. When my love was so great, when the things of the past were just as good as the rest. As well, I knew a boy, I just know one certain boy who goes around tasting things and all around tasting things. Come on, let's do the taster. When my love was so great, when the things of the past were just as good as the rest. As good as the rest, as well I knew a doctor, just a one certain doctor, who goes around putting things in everyone's doctors. Come on, let's do the taster. When my love was so great, when the things on the path were just as good as the rest, as well I knew a cow, just a one certain cow, who gave up his life, oh just to be an owl. Oh come on, let's do the taster. When my love was so great, taste.
I wrote The Taster when I was around 14 years old. And I used to listen to Chubby Checker do the twist. And I used to think, you know, he was really in there, and I used to really dig the twist. So I figured if I wrote a taster, some record company would really pick up on the song and think it was good as the twist. And I used to go to company, and they used to tell me, no, that's just not it. You know, I told them, I said, it's a new dance. And they just, you know, thought I was crazy. They just thought that was, you know, that was what they're looking for. So I wrote a song. I tried to chase it. I changed it around to come on, let's do the twister, but they didn't go for that neither, so I went back to my school. I think I wrote it when I was 16. I thought it was 14, but I forgot it. I wrote it when I was 16 because I finally remembered when I wrote it. My mother never liked me to sing in my bedroom, but I always get in my bedroom and sing. I used to sell papers, you know. I used to sell papers. Excuse me. So would you like to buy a paper? Herald Express, you know. It used to be Herald Express and Mirror News. I'm sure some of you people remember the Mirror News. And I used to sell papers, and I used to come home. I had to give my mother, I'd make like $2.10. My mother used to make me give her half, but I'd give her like 75 cents. So I was making $1.50. And, you know, my mother always used to, you know, wonder about me. She always wondered what I was going to do when I get older. I said, Mother, don't worry about me. I'll get a job. I'll go straight. Anyways,
thank you. people, people who need people. Oh, the luckiest people.
So you just heard, that was Connie Lingus with, Duck, if you will, Me Forever. It's a little bit different. You got to check out the Adults Only. It's for adults only. Sorry, kids. If you want to, you know, if you weren't listening intently before that, we had one of the greatest songs of all time, one of the greatest love songs, or I don't know, one of the greatest weirdo songs. I don't know. I always really enjoyed it. You Light Up My Life by Debbie Boone. After People by Barbara Streisand. After a very primitive Giorgio Murderer studio time session. In Good Company with early Gorilla Toss first album, Jeffrey Johnson. There we had the song CBG Spender. That was following two songs, if you will, by the Nihilist Spasm Band. Those their songs, and Appeal to Reason and This Is a Test. Before that, Mama Gave the Cat Some Acid, the classic by Happy Flowers. Wild Man Fisher before that, off the amazing, legendary 1969 An Evening with Wild Man Fisher album. We had him performing The Taster. And immediately after that, there was a track about the story of how he came up with The Taster and other ramblings. And then earlier, Stickball by P. Vert, off the same single as that Connie Lingus one, actually, on the opposite side, for Adults Only. And we kicked it all off with the opening theme song from Clockwork Orange, famously by Wendy Carlos. All right. Actually, Wendy Carlos and I forget who the other person is. I don't have the record next to me, but there's like multiple names in there, I think. But Wendy Carlos is the main composer. All right, up next, I'm gonna turn it over, turning everything, the shift in the gears to DJ G Gordon Gritty. All right, I'm looking forward to it. Peace. Again, you're listening to WMFO 91.5 in Medford, Clam Radio.
All right, faithful. Sorry for the dead air. Thanks to DJ Chris for that set. It was all rain, no thunder, as the kids say. And DJ Chris might disagree with that classification, but there was no thunder. It was all rain. And it was 22 years ago that two hot people met in a driveway today. So congratulations on that. And let's kick things off.
I forgot to mention the show next week.
It's all that powder on your face. Did you think that it would slow down the pace of your growing age, of this turning page of the ways they see you? Here's some soap and water, wash it off. I think I just heard now your skin cough. It can hardly breathe. It lives underneath of toxics they sell to you. Embrace all your heart beating has done. Just by pumping blood, this all begun. You made of you who you knew you'd be you. You're that you you knew. Hey, what's all that powder on your face? Did you think that it would slow down the pace of your growing age, of this turning page of the ways they see you? Here's some soap and water, wash it off. I think I just heard now your skin cough. It can hardly breathe. It lives underneath of toxics they sell to you.
Embrace all your heart beating has done. Just by pumping blood, this all begun. You made of you who you knew you'd be you. You're that you you knew.
Hey, what's all that powder on your face? Did you think that it would slow down the pace of your growing age, of this turning page of the ways they see you? Here's some soap and water, wash it off. I think I just heard now your skin cough. It can hardly breathe. It lives underneath of toxics they sell to you. Embrace all your heart beating has done. Just by pumping blood, this all begun. You made of you who you knew you'd be you. You're that you you knew.
the best one to yourself. Come out here and see the light. Come out here and let them know what you think about yourself.
Listening to Glam Radio. In the background, we have Juan Waters and Carmel with Wearing Leather, Wearing Fur. We've had a little fun in the studio messing around with some of the speeds, kind of keeping with DJ Glam Chris's theme of weird. So I hope you enjoyed it, and hopefully Juan, if you're listening, which you probably aren't, are not offended by the manipulations of the record, which honestly were quite fitting. But yeah, so we're gonna let this song play out. It's 13 minutes long, and it's probably a little bit longer than that because, like I said, we were messing with the speeds. But before that was Hierophants with Conspiracy Theory. The album was Parallax Error, and that was on none other than Goner Records. And before that, the first song that I played in my set 18 long minutes ago, DJ Glam Chris. You want to talk? See if that works. Probably does. Maybe it works, maybe it doesn't. Oh, I hit the wrong one. Try it now. Alright, he's back.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, that was something. So the first song was Something in the Somebodies with Running in Place from Modern Method.
Right.
Shout out to Chris Gilbert, Mr. B.
Speaking of shout outs, Thursday, August 14th, here in Medford at Deep Cuts, our band Johnny and the Food Masters is celebrating 10 years. and will be accompanied by KO Queen and Electric Street Queens. Lots of queens, this one. So, highly recommend, of course.
Absolutely. All right. And any other good shows coming up? Yeah, there's one Sunday before that.
Oh, yeah. At State Park, White Lipstick, I think.
Lithones.
Adult Learners. Yeah, Lithones,
Trambins.
First show. And Trabants from
whatever.
Somewhere. West Coast, I think. California, maybe. Maybe not.
Yeah.
But they're not from here. But it's a free show at State Park. I think it's Simon and Coco's birthdays of Adult Learners and White Lipstick, respectively. So you should come out. Wish them a happy birthday.
Come through. Also for the Montreal Heads.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We're playing Johnny the Foodmasters with the Retail Simps, the legendary Montreal Retail Simps. We're playing with them in Montreal. The Petit Ars. That is 15th of August.
Le Petit Ars.
Petit Ars.
That's funny you said the Montreal Retail Simps. Imagine if they're kind of like the American Whip Appeal. They're the Montreal Retail Simps.
They should be.
They should. Why not?
They changed the name enough, but they can do it.
Dine
Retail Simps. The Retail Simps. Retail Simps.
Oh, speaking Simps, of which.
Simpsons. What?
I'm about to play the OCs.
Oh, wow.
One would probably garner that this is my favorite band or whatever, because I've
played
them
a lot.
Quite a bit on Glam Radio since its inception. And they hold a special place in my heart, certainly 15 years ago and whatever. I can't say I've listened to their last 20 albums, because I know John and crew, they go at a very rapid pace and... I'm sure some of it might be up my alley. Never say ever. But, alright, well, gonna go back to the music. Sorry for that little. I'm not gonna apologize. Why am I apologizing on
form.
The air? It's just free form. Medford. Tufts. Remember, study independently.
Thank you.